So this is a very powerful way of connecting with being, connecting with your body. It's more than body, the invisible life that animates the body, the intelligence field. And then it's so much easier to go about this world without needing to label everything immediately. As soon as it enters your field of perception, some automatic thing comes into motion that comments on it, how absurd, and interprets it immediately to fit into what I need and what I want and what my story is and what my old likes and dislikes are, and immediately you have a running commentary on everything you see. It's a bit like almost like the robot from the future in some of these films by our friend Arnold. And so this robot from the future comes, and then sometimes the viewer of the film looks through his eyes, and whenever he sees a new situation, his field of vision is like a computer screen, and then the computer screen analyzes the situation. Male weighing such and such at height, approaching at such and such a speed, carrying a submachine gun, level of threat 9, and all kinds of quick analysis. Now, if anybody had to do that, they would be very slow. If you had to analyze analytically every situation, imagine driving a car like that. That's why even the most powerful computer in the world cannot yet drive a car from A to B in a small town. Just can't do it. And a human doesn't need to be particularly intelligent, it seems, to be able to do that. But this breaking it down into little bits of information is almost how the human mind, the conditioned mind, when you're lost in it, how it operates. You meet somebody and immediately you start formulating opinions and judgments and compare him or her with yourself and see where he or she fits in. Are you better, higher, more spiritual, more wealthy, better looking, stronger? Or you feel inadequate or feel better, oh, there's this game. And perhaps I can add her to my sense of self. I can make her my wife and she'll look good next to me. It sounds absurd, but that's how the mind works. And of course, you're not meeting anybody at all. You're meeting your own thoughts. Continuously, you think you're interacting, you're having relationships with other human beings. You're only having a relationship with your mind. And then you marry her or him. And she has the same problem. A little later, they can't stand each other anymore. Two minds meeting. So that compulsion to go about the world and, according to your conditioning, immediately interpret everything and immediately have an opinion about it. And I'm always perplexed when, after somebody asks me, what do you think of this person, such and such, that perhaps I have just met or whatever. Nothing. What is there to think? If you think about their conditioning, their whatever conditioned behavior they manifest, that's only a bundle of conditioning. There's nobody there. That's not who they are. So ultimately, whatever you can think about in the other person, that's not who they are. What you cannot think about in the other person, that's who they are and who you are. You conceptualize yourself as an entity that consists of mental positions and mental images and concepts, and me, story of me, and then you do it to others. So being here as an alive presence